The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new EU deal will see regulation on packaging and packaging waste being reduced with the aim to tackle the increase in packaging waste generated across the EU. And Abby O'Callaghan-Platt, Policy Director at Voice Ireland, joins us now. Good morning to you. What are we talking about here? We're talking about, I mean, a lot of us scratch our heads when we see things like heads of broccoli wrapped in plastic wrap in the supermarkets, or indeed even worse, bananas. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about?
Yeah, so this provisional agreement is really positive and an important step forward to reduce packaging waste. And it's actually a huge document. It covers a wide range of different packaging issues. I suppose, yeah, what you're talking about is one of the kind of headline pieces from the document, which is bans on certain types of plastic packaging. That'll be from 2030. So, yeah, that will include plastic wrapping on fruit and veg, but it'll also include things like sachets, like the single-use ketchup sachets that you get, and hotel toiletries, and also bans on takeaway containers for food and drinks consumed in cafes and restaurants, which I think is wonderful. That's a big bugbear of mine when you go into a cafe to eat in and they still give you takeaway packaging. So that'll all be banned coming up in 2030.
Okay.
And I suppose, you know, one of the great things of this is that it's actually going to, you know, we'll be reducing a lot of the plastic packaging that we're finding.
I totally get how you just sell fruit and veg not in packaging, and it'll be we won't miss it. It's ridiculous that it's in it in the first place. But how will we manage with things like a lack of sachets or how will takeaways function?
Well, there are a number of takeaways that have already got rid of the sachets. The sachets themselves are expensive for the takeaways to provide to customers. So there's a number of them that are just providing, you know, the original kind of squeezy ketchup bottle that you add onto your chips before you take them
so
out.
I guess a lot of people, though, get stuff delivered. So you're saying add ketchup. Well, I suppose you could, because a lot of people order online.
That's exactly it, you know.
Okay.
So I suppose, you know.
And will takeaway boxes.
We've had these things for many years, and so it's just going back to the older ways with this, you know.
And I suppose, I mean, I do have one local takeaway has compostable, actually more than one of my local takeaways has compostable packaging. So will we be seeing more things like that biodegradable cardboard rather than the plastic or the tin foil kind of packages?
Well, this is it, you see, is that in the original text, the bans included more than just plastic packaging, but also include paper-based packaging, whereas in the text that's been was brought out now this Monday, it's just restricted to plastic. Okay. So I suppose that would be one of our reservations with this agreement. You know, we'd prefer to see it instead of substituting one, disposable single-use packaging type for another, that we'd move more towards reuse systems. And there is reuse targets for 2030, which is just fantastic for us to see.
And lastly, forgive my ignorance, what kind of reusable system is there for a takeaway? Suppose I ring up and I order a chicken chow mein, how would I do that sustainably with a reusable thing?
So it's only going to be applicable in certain sectors anyway, like the beverage sector and transport and sales packaging sector. But the takeaway sector will be obliged to accept reusable containers from customers from 2030. But there are systems already in place. There are trials of systems even here in Ireland for reuse operating currently in Dublin. I suppose there is a large lead-in period, you know, 2030. So there's plenty of time to make the adjustments and invest in systems.
Thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. Very interesting stuff. That is Abby O'Callaghan there, Abby O'Callaghan-Platt, Policy Director at Voice Ireland.
Okay, Cahill's got in touch to say that his mother got her record collection down from the attic. She now has all her old records, including the first single his dad ever bought her, I Need You Tonight by INXS.
What year was that?
In 1987.
You were right.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.